Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2240, The Best Approach to Long-Term Savings, Building Your Nest Egg, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining today. I'm going to get right to it. As we optimize your life. The Best Approach to Long-Term Savings, Building Your Nest Egg, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. Let's say you've got your retirement savings figured out, meaning you're currently automatically saving money each month through a 401k, pension, or IRA at a level that shows you'll reach a comfortable amount of income-producing savings by the time you retire. Let's also say that you do a good job of saving for annual Christmas gifts, a vacation or two, and a new car every 5 years. In other words, you don't rely on credit cards to afford the occasional splurge. Finally, let's assume you have college savings headed in the right direction, as well as adequate insurance coverage. Now, you want to take your finances to a whole new level. Maybe you want to retire early. Maybe you have an enjoyable career or business and you simply want to start saving up some money to be used on a yet-to-be-determined long-term expense. 20 or 30 years from now, this money could be used to give to your kids to be used, however, for example, a wedding or a house down payment. Take the trip of a lifetime. Buy a vacation home. Buy farmland and livestock. Go back to school. Buy a boat or expensive car. Make a lump sum charitable donation, start a business, send your kids to a private university, or whatever else you just happen to want or need. Where do you put money that has no real specific purpose yet, other than being deemed long-term? Before we get started, let me say I think it's wise to have a specific savings goal for all of your money. Saving for the sake of saving is a sign that you might need to stop and think about what you want for your future. Dream a little. Okay, back to the question at hand. Let's analyze this by looking at a few of the major factors: liquidity, return, and risk tolerance. How liquid does this money need to be? Can you lock it up in an investment with penalties for early withdrawal? When it's time to use the money, how long will you be able to wait to access your money? Liquid assets include things like cash and savings, except certain CDs, stocks, commodities, and government bonds. Illiquid assets include things like real estate, non-government bonds, antiques, and business equity. Knowing this money won't be used for a long time means you can probably sacrifice some liquidity, but not quite at the level of your retirement savings. You don't want to have to wait until retirement to use it, because it's in a 401k, for example. What kind of return do you want? Are you expecting this money to remain at or above the level of inflation? Are you looking for huge returns through the power of compound interest and earnings over the long term? High return assets traditionally include things like stocks, real estate, commodities, and business equity. Assets with a lower return traditionally include cash and savings and bonds. Knowing this money is going to be held a long time, I think it's important that it be able to at least keep up with inflation. This means you'll need a minimum return of around 3-4%. At today's savings rates, this leaves cash and savings, even CDs, as a poor option, at least for a majority of your nest egg. What level of risk are you comfortable with? Do you need 100% protection for this money? Are you comfortable rolling the dice a little more with this money? Risk typically correlates with the rate of return. Thus, stocks, real estate, and commodities are going to be high risk, while cash and savings and bonds are going to be low risk. Money in an FDIC-insured account is virtually risk-free, except for inflation risk. Knowing this money doesn't have a real goal attached to it, I would think it at least warrants a higher level of risk than you're willing to give your retirement savings. So what's the answer? The answer ultimately depends on your feelings about the previous three factors, but traditionally, this long-term non-retirement savings has been invested in stocks and bonds using a taxable investing account for the more passively inclined, and in real estate and business equity for those who want to get their hands dirty and don't mind being less diverse. So to get started in non-retirement stock investing, simply open up a taxable account at a discount brokerage, something like Vanguard or Betterment, and start automatically investing money into stocks, either directly into single stocks or through ETFs, mutual funds, index funds, etc. Don't throw asset allocation and diversity out the window, though, just because of low returns in the cash and savings arena. Consider holding some of your nest egg in cash and savings. Online savings account work great, or CDs. Or as some have suggested, treasury notes and savings bonds. You just listened to the post titled, The Best Approach to Long-Term Savings, Building Your Nest Egg, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Deciding where to keep your money when you don't have clear goals for it can be tricky. But the way I look at it, it's much more about putting yourself in the position to seize opportunities when you do get that clarity. When you organize your savings and investments into a variety of buckets, you're essentially giving yourself options and giving your money different jobs. The cash you keep in your savings and checking accounts has the job of liquidity. This is the money you'll use for emergencies and/or to seize opportunities quickly. I opt to keep a year's worth of expenses in cash because I see how often my goals, needs, and desires change. For example, I never thought I'd buy a house. But when I moved to Cincinnati from New York City and the perfect house presented itself, I was able to jump on it because I had the 20% down payment. I only invest money that I don't think I'll need for at least 10 years, but I divide that up between Roth and traditional retirement accounts as well as an after-tax brokerage. That way, when I eventually find myself in the position of needing to tap into that money, I can figure out which is the most optimal bucket to pull from. But I try not to stress over where I keep my money. The fact that I'm saving and investing at all is a huge win. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, and I'll catch you tomorrow on our next episode where your optimal life awaits.